The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
They're down two with one timeout. They get it into the hands of Brendan Axman. He's double-teamed to the right side. Stops. Gets it into Eckhout. Eckhout's in the paint. Back out to Axman. A three-pointer by Miller for the win. Going in! And Pleasanton has upset Axtell.
Tonight, it's the boys' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference basketball tournament. As the Wilcox Hillers Falcons match up with the Elm Creek Buffaloes and the Amherst Broncos battle of Pleasanton Bulldogs. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Gives it at the free throw line here for Dax Fouts. Back to Demidog. Demidog's bounce pass right back to him. Now he'll take it on the baseline. Jumper up. Good. And he's fouled. A little fadeaway on that left side. Demidog shoots over the top of Nick Crowley, and Crowley is called for the foul.
Up first, defending champion Elm Creek will look to avenge a two-point loss last month to top seed Wilcox Hildreth. Game two will feature one of the fiercest rivalries in the league as Amherst looks for the season sweep over Pleasanton. It's the boys' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference basketball tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Vero Event Center in Kearney with ESPN Sports' Randy Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Vero Event Center for the boys' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Randy Bushcutter here with you. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball, and we anticipate what should be a great basketball game. Actually, two of them here tonight, as three of the four teams in the semifinals are rated, according to the Omaha World Herald, in Class D1. Amherst is number six. Elm Creek, who is going to be seeing action here in just a little bit, they are number 10 in the state. After finally getting healthy, they'll be taking on the number six team in the state in Class D2, that being Wilcox Hildreth. Wilcox Hildreth comes in as the number one overall seed here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. They made their way past Sumner Eddyville Miller fairly comfortably to make it here to the Vero Event Center. Elm Creek was the number five seed. They got past the Pirates with no problem of Elwood. A game played at Wilcox, and they won that one comfortably by 16. The one upset that we had in the quarterfinals was number six-seeded Pleasanton as they hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to get past Axtell. So it'll be Pleasanton coming into town to take on Amherst, who, as we mentioned, rated number six in the state in Class D1, and Amherst will be the number two seed. So obviously some quality basketball teams here. The surprise is Pleasanton, but that does not mean there aren't a quality team, as, again, they have a hot hand winning on a neutral court. They certainly have earned a spot here in the round of four at the VO Event Center here, which is a great venue to watch high school basketball, and it's filling up very, very nicely. Still have plenty of room for you as we anticipate two great matchups here this evening. The first one, of course, as we mentioned, will be Wilcox Hildreth, as they'll be taking on Elm Creek, and in the nightcap, it'll be the upstart Pleasanton Bulldogs who will be taking on Amherst. So, great matchups, historic tournament here. This is the 60th annual tournament here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, and they've been calling the VO Event Center home for the last few seasons. It has been a relationship that the conference loves, us broadcasters love, and I think the teams love as well. So it's a lot of fun, and we anticipate some great basketball here tonight on ESPN Radio. And for Wilcox Hildreth, this is a game that they know they're going to have to show up for. Sure, you're 16-1 on the season, only one loss in conference all year, only one loss on the season, and that came to Axtell by a bucket. But their other great close matchup was a game that they played earlier at Elm Creek early this season, just as really Elm Creek was starting to get healthy on the 10th of January, a game that came down to the final shot, the final moments of the game. But holding on for dear life was Wilcox Hildreth for a 51-49 win, and we anticipate a game that might be just as exciting, just as close here at the Vio Event Center, because Elm Creek, who's been hurt and slowed by injuries and illness and stuff all season, they're finally healthy enough to really be able to say that this is the team that they're going to go to battle with throughout the course of the year. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud of sport area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to step away here for just a few moments. When we come back, we'll have the starters for both the Buffaloes and for the Falcons. We'll do that from the Bureau Event Center. We come back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes. Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. The starter is being announced here. We'll do the same. We'll begin, first of all, for Elm Creek. They will be the visitors on the scoreboard, and their starting lineup will look like this. Jaden Ford, a 5'5 freshman. He's averaging 4.5 points and a little bit over 2 rebounds a game. Gabe Hubbard is 5'6 and a senior, averaging 8.5 points, a little bit over 3 rebounds. Nick Crowley is a 6'3 senior who averages 17.6 points and 6.6 rebounds a game. LaShawn Thornabar, a 6'2 sophomore, averages a little bit over 8 points and nearly 6 rebounds a game. And Brock Miner, 5'10 and a sophomore, averaging 6.2 points and 2.8 rebounds per contest. Now for the top seed, the home team on the scoreboard, the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons. Their starters are Marshall Jeldon, a 6-foot-tall senior who's averaging 9 points and 4.5 rebounds. Ivan Demidog, a 5'8 senior, will start. He's averaging 9 points and 2 rebounds. Matt Heinrich, 6'3 and a junior, averages 11.2 points, 7.6 rebounds. Dalton Penny, a 5'11 senior, is averaging 5.6 points, 5 rebounds a game. And Tristan Farley, a 6'5 junior, is averaging 10.6 points and 10.4 rebounds a game for head coach Brent Heinrichs. That's your starting lineup, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. One last break. We'll be back with a tip between the Falcons and the Buffaloes here in the Viero Event Center and the Fort Kearney Conference semifinals. We'll be back right after this.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
And welcome back here. As we're wrapping up the New Tech Seed pregame show, the opening tip is in the air. It's going to be controlled here by Elm Creek. They'll bring it in the offensive zone, and Thornemar loses the basketball, but fighting to get the ball back is Ford. Ford's able to roll it out up ahead here to Nick Crowley, and we're going to have a restart here. Again, nearly a turnover, but Ford, great hustle getting on the floor and able to push it near midcourt to Crowley. And now driving the baseline, taking it off glass and scoring is going to be Ford. So Ford will be rewarded with his own hustle with a great baseline drive. And the first points of the ball game belong here to Elm Creek. And Thornabar knocked the ball loose. He comes away with the steal. Wilcox over, turns it over, and they'll get the ball up ahead here for Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard puts it on his hip, kicks it right side here for Nick Crowley. Now top of the circle for Jaden Ford, and they'll give it to Thornabar. Thornabar lobs down low, catch is made. Crowley had it stripped away. Good hands there by Tristan Farley to come up with the steal there. As, again, when that catch was made, I thought that was going to be an easy bucket, but sneaking in the back door there was Farley to force the turnover. So driving left wing here is going to be Heinrichs. Heinrichs' shot is going to be partially blocked. It goes off the bottom of the glass, but we've got a foul being called here. So to the line to shoot a couple will be Matt Heinrichs. And the foul is going to go on Brock Miner for Elm Creek. That'll be his first, team's first. So Heinrichs, pretty good free throw shooter, as you would imagine, being the coach's son. He's a 72% shooter, makes the first of two. And his second free throw is up and good. So now we're deadlocked at two apiece. So Thornabar on that right side. Works the ball around. Ball is loose. Nearly stolen away. But picked up there by Miner. And it is going to be ripped out of great hands there by Dalton Penny to force the turnover. And so Elm Creek turns the ball over. So now slowing it down is going to be Demet Ogg. Demet Ogg will give it off on the right side here for Heinrichs. Off of a screen, top of the circle. There's Jeldon. Jeldon's going to fire a three-pointer. It's no good. And rebound going to be out in the hands here of Ford. And Ford's going to drive. Tough shot. Missed. Matt Heinrichs is able to pull down the rebound. And here we go in the offensive end. Slowing it down is going to be Demet Ogg. Demet Ogg is going to be picked up there man-to-man by Ford. Gets a nice little screen, dribbles to that right side. A lot of great help defense there. And backing up here, firing the three-pointer is going to be Demet Ogg. No good. And Ford will pull down the rebound. Check that, it's Hubbard that pulled down the rebound over there. So he gets the rebound after that three-pointer missed. And now Thornabar is going to try a three-pointer. That one will not fall. Rebound is out of bounds, and it's going to be off the hands of Ford and out of bounds. So basketball now belongs to the Falcons. We'll face just a little bit of token pressure here by Jaden Ford. And Demet Ogg will slowly work the ball across the timeline. Knee picked up there by Ford. He'll dribble to the right side, picked up by Thornabar. Man-to-man going right now is Elm Creek. Penetration here by Heinrichs from the free throw line. He's going to kick it back out here for Jeldon. Back out for Heinrichs. Heinrichs on that right side, uses his dribble up. Looking for Farley on the inside. Farley wants the ball. You know, a little bit of a size advantage there for Farley at the moment with the way the matchup is. Heinrichs has it. Everybody cycles through, and he'll get the ball back out here for Penny. Back out to Heinrichs on that left side. Heinrichs will take it in the lane. A little spin move. Brought the ball down low. It's off somebody's legs and out of bounds. I think it originally went off Heinrichs' legs, but then on the way out of bounds, went off of Hubbard there. So it will be Falcon ball. And Heinrichs will toss in on the baseline. That was a nice set of defense there for Elm Creek. And they'll get it in for Demet Ogg, who's going to fire the three-pointer. It's no good. And the rebound taken out by the Buffaloes. Snagging the bound there is Miner. And Miner will just give the ball out here for Nick Crowley. Crowley gives it right side for Ford. Gives it for Thornabar. Thornabar gives it at the elbow for Miner. Miner going to drive. Left-handed shot, no good. And going to be rebounded by Wilcox-Hildreth. Great drive there, but it was missed. And Dalton Penny snags the bound. And now Demet Ogle bringing the offensive end. Heinrichs with the dribble. Will step, take it off glass, no good. And a rebound going to be taken out and nearly then lost. But Nick Crowley is able to pull down the rebound. And we got a little penetration, a block and a foul. Strong drive on that right side. They gave it to Thornabar. Thornabar got the hoop and the harm. Great first step there for Thornabar as he was able to just kind of knife in. And the foul is going to be on Tristan Farley, his first of the ball game. And Thornabar now with an opportunity to have the old-fashioned three-point play. He'll step to a line, shoot one, and the free throw is no good. So he missed it and going to be rebounded out there by Penny. So Penny snags the bound after the miss. And they'll give it off on the left side here for Geldon. Geldon gets it down low, and we're going to have a reach. They got it on the low block here for Farley. And we're going to have a foul whistled here on Miner, I believe. Yeah, for Miner, that's his second foul. So Miner with two relatively quick fouls here. And it's 4-2 Elm Creek. But one of their starters already has two fouls, and we play less than 4 minutes here in the game. With the basketball, Demet Ogg. And on that left side, Wilcox Hilder stepped on the sideline, so they'll turn it over. 4-2, but it isn't for a lack of energy in this game. It's pretty good defense by both teams as well. Crowley brings in the offensive end. He's looking. We'll toss it now top of the circle here for Gabe Hubbard. Right side for Thornabar. Thornabar going to drive, going to float, takes it off the back of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Heinrichs. So Heinrichs pulls down the defensive rebound, pass clear up ahead here, making the catch is Farley, and Farley's going to get hit on the arm and put up the shot. Long pass up ahead for Farley, running the floor, got that long pass and kind of caught it like a tight end with his hands over his shoulder. He's then fouled, so he'll shoot a couple. And for Elm Creek, I mean, they've got to get back quickly, as that's really one of the things the Falcons like to do is just run the floor very quickly. By the way, that is a foul on Crowley, his first of the game. And Farley with two free throws, misses the first, and does hit the second. So now 4-3. Elm Creek still has the lead and the basketball. Hubbard in the offensive end, kicks it between the circles here for Crowley. Crowley's working against Penny. Will kick in the corner on the left side, getting the ball over to Tyrone Hubbard. Hubbard checked in during the last stoppage, and the bounce pass goes over to Ford. Ford, left side for Thornabar. Thornabar will drive, took an extra step. That'll be a turnover. Three turnovers for Elm Creek, two against Wilcox Hildreth here. 3:24 to go, quarter number one. 4-3. Falcons have never led in the ball game. They can fix that with a bucket here as Demet Ogg brings it across the timeline. Ford will pick him up man-to-man, get a nice little screen, and Demet Ogg will take it right side. Around the perimeter we go. Pass down low for Dax Fouts. Fouts tries to throw it back out, and we're going to have a foul called as Thornabar actually stepped in the passing lane, made the steal, and then trying to get the ball back was Heinrichs, and Heinrichs is going to be called for his first foul. So Wilcox Hildreth turns it over. And Heinrichs, on top of that, will commit a foul. So that's good work there by Thornabar, who will cycle through after passing the ball. Ford's got it, throws it top of the circle for Hubbard. Hubbard back out to Thornabar on that right side. Top of the circle here for Crowley. Crowley drives, loses the ball, and it goes out of bounds. He was kind of dipping that elbow, ready to go in hard to the basket, but lost the ball on the way. Both teams' defenses kind of make the offenses have to play a little bit faster maybe than what they want to do. Both defenses have been solid, and it's forced some offensive mistakes. Backdoor cut here, and the ball goes off the hands of Wilcox Hilliard as Demet Ogg's pass was good, but it's still going to be a turnover as Hubbard picks up the ball, throws it off on that right side. Bounce pass back out here for Crowley. Crowley thought about the three-pointer in transition but didn't want to shoot over the top of Penny, so he'll get the ball back out here for Ford, who kicks right side for Crowley. Crowley's going to drive, runs into the defender, and are they going to call a foul here on Tristan Farley? I thought Farley had great position, wasn't moving at all. It's going to be on Dalton Penny. Now, Penny, I can make the case, committed a foul. When they blew that whistle, I thought maybe they were going to give it to Farley. The free throw is no good here for Crowley. Penny commits the foul. He didn't know what kind of great help he was getting there from Farley. And Nick Crowley, free throw line. The free throw is up and good. He makes the second one. And it's now 5-3 as Demet Ogg will be met there by Ford as he brings it across the timeline. Elm Creek has led throughout, but it's been a tight ball game. With it is Penny. Kicks here on the left wing as they get the ball out for Dax Fouts. Fouts throws it inside. Ball knocked loose. Great hands there by Crowley. And Wilcox-Hildreth turns it over. They were trying to dump it in underneath and do some damage in the lane. But those quick hands for Elm Creek did not allow that to happen. Around the perimeter we go with the basketball is Hubbard. Hubbard off her screen. Gives it to Thornabar. Now left side for Ford. Ford working against Demet Ogg. Gives it left side. Three-pointer here for Hubbard. Hubbard's three is no good. And the rebound taken out by the Falcons. They get it up to Demet Ogg. Demet Ogg's going to drive. Almost falling down. Flipped it up. It is no good. And the rebound is then taken out by Elm Creek. And they're going to throw it up ahead. Thornabar runs into the defender. And Heinrichs just collects the charge. Thornabar going to be called for the player control foul. So Thornabar with the offensive foul running into Heinrichs. Just outside of that restrictive circle. Nice defensive play and a good call as well by the officials. Heinrichs has it right side. Thornabar staying right with him. Top of the circle now penetrating here is Penny. Penny's pass knocked loose. Demet Ogg's able to track it down. He's not sure if he can dribble yet. He can, and he'll bounce it right side here for Penny. Back out for Demet Ogg. Demet Ogg throws the top of the circle for Heinrichs. Heinrichs working against Thornabar. Will kick it into the corner. And Fouts is going to fire a three. It is no good. And the rebound is going to roll out here to Jaden Ford, who will bring it across the timeline. They'll give it to Thornabar. Thornabar stops at the elbow. Will give it off right side for LaShawn, for Miner there. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. And Stolpe going to check into the ball game. The ball stays here with Elm Creek. As it was off of Penny. And ball lobbed into the lane here for Crowley. Crowley, nice little stop in the lane after he makes the catch. His shot goes off the back of the iron. And we're going to have an over-the-back called here on Stolpe. No, they're going to call it on Thornabar. Well, that's a little bit different issue there. That's his second foul. So he's in a little bit of foul trouble here now with 35 seconds to go. So Thornabar with the foul, his second. Crowley's got two. Miner has two. So three starters right now for Elm Creek have two fouls each. They've spread them out a little bit better here for Wilcox-Hildreth. Demet Ogg gives it left side. Backdoor cut. It's going to go off the hands. And out of bounds. They were trying to set up something off a set play for Dax Fouts. The timing was off there for Wilcox-Hildreth, and they turn it over. So looking at the clock here and slowly working the ball up court is going to be Gabe Hubbard. And Hubbard will stand in the jump circle here, work off the final few ticks here before they do something. It's got 10 seconds left on the clock. Two-point lead for Elm Creek. Now 6 seconds. They give it off right side for Ford. Ford now with 3 seconds left. Gets it off here for Hubbard. Hubbard drives the baseline floater, and it goes off the front of the rim at the buzzer. And that will do it for the first quarter. Not a lot of points, but plenty of action. Wilcox-Hildreth is trailing it here as Elm Creek has a 5-3 lead over the top-seeded Falcons. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. We start the second quarter here at the Viejo Events Center with Elm Creek leading Wilcox Hildreth 5-3, and obviously defenses ruling the day so far in this one. Jeldon gets the ball inbounded. Penny now will get it off on the right side, gives it for Dax Fouts. Right side for Wilcox Hildreth, and running through there, Fouts, the pass is to him, and it goes off his back as he cycles through not looking for the ball, and Jaden Ford's able to pick it up here, so Elm Creek has their first possession of the game. Miner has it right side, throws it top of the circle for Ford. Ford's going to drive, jump stop, and is able to get on the baseline here for Stolp. Stolp's jumper is no good, and snagging the rebound is going to be Farley. So Farley pulls down the rebound after a pretty good look there for Elm Creek, and in the offensive end is going to come Heinrichs. Heinrichs with the bounce, bobs down low, bad pass, and Ford is able to step in there and intercept it. So they'll get it up ahead here to Miner, back out for Ford, and Ford's going to be picked up defensively there by Fouts. They'll kick it off on the right side. On the bounce here is going to come Stolp. Stolp gets it right back out here for Crowley, and now slowing it down is going to be Ford. He gives it right side here for Gabe Hubbard. Falcons going man-to-man right now. Working that right side is going to be Crowley. They double-team him as they collapse out on him. And now Ford has it, works it around the perimeter, gives it to Miner. Miner on the baseline, gives it for Stolp. Stolp stops on the low block here, not quite in the lane. Lobs it back out here for Crowley. And Crowley working against Dalton Penny. We'll give it off on the right side here for Hubbard. Hubbard, tough shot. It's partially deflected. And Ford's able to come up with it. So Ford has it. We'll drive. Dish it, Crowley, off glass, no good. Rebound going to be taken out by Farley. So Farley pulls it down after a couple of misses. And also a nice rebound there on the right side. And now the three-pointer in transition here for Gabe Hubbard, no good. And Gabe Hubbard misses the three, but a loose ball tapped around. And now another jumper here by Jeldon. Shot's no good. It goes out of bounds, or there's a foul. Fighting for the ball, a foul's going to be called here on the Falcons. And that'll go against number 23, Dalton Penny. That'll be his second foul of the ball game. That'll be the first multiple foul issued against any one Falcon. That's the first one that has two fouls. Adams Central up 20-10 on Kearney Catholic after one quarter of play. That game on our sister station. Classic gets 98-9. Around the perimeter we go. With it right side is Hubbard. Hubbard gets it down. A little ball fake here for Stolp. Stolp takes it off glass. No good. And Heinrichs is able to pull down the rebound. So Elm Creek brings in the offensive end. Driving now is going to be Heinrichs. He'll kick it back out here for Jeldon. Jeldon gives it on the baseline. A strong drive. Bucket and foul for Tristan Farley. Farley couldn't quite dunk it. He was leaning those long arms up ahead and just rolled it in, but he got the hoop in the arm. So he'll try to finish off the three-point play and untie it and give Wilcox Hildreth their first lead of the ball game. So Farley with an and-one opportunity here. So here we go, 5:37 to go in the second quarter. And an opportunity for the Falcons to have their first lead, and it is off the mark and no good, but an offensive rebound. Tracking it down was Penny. Penny got the rebound, and they'll give it to Jeldon. He's going to fire a three. It's back of the iron, no good. Long rebound out to Thornabar. Thornabar on the run, will drive all the way himself, lay it off the glass, and it's in. They never shut him off, and Thornabar goes coast to coast after pulling down the defensive rebound. So now the offensive end here is going to come Heinrichs. Heinrichs, he's going to drive. He's going to shoot, and he'll take it in just short of collecting a charge and was able to bank it in. So we're tied at seven, and the offensive pace is picked up nicely here. Crowley's going to give it off on the right side for Stolp. Into the corner for Thornabar. Back out here for Miner. Around the perimeter we go as they get it out for Crowley. Crowley back it in. Little ball fake. Tough shot in the lane. Back the iron, no good. Offensive rebound. Stolp shoots over the top of the defense, and Stolp will score. So Austin Stolp will make the putback. And the lead back out to two here. Demet Ogg shut off on the baseline by Thornabar, so the fast break opportunity goes awry. And now Heinrichs, he'll back in. He'll post up. He'll take it off glass. No good. Up high for the rebound is Farley. Farley can't come up with it as it's ripped out of there by Crowley. So here comes Elm Creek after the rebound, and they'll bring in the offensive end and drive in a bucket. Nice pass up ahead, and going in hard with it is Gabe Hubbard, and Hubbard will get the basket and the foul. So a couple of opportunities on the other end for Wilcox Hilton if they cannot cash in. And Gabe Hubbard with a strong drive. They're going to count the bucket here. And the free throw back the iron and no good. And it goes off the hands of Farley and out of bounds. So 4-point lead for Elm Creek at 11-7. And they'll inbound the basketball to Ford. Ford, nice pass down low for Stope, and Stope will score. Great pass by Ford on that baseline, bouncing it in, and Stope helps Elm Creek have a 6-point lead. Got 4 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Demet Ogg at the offensive end. Good pressure being put on by Ford. They'll give it out to Heinrichs. Back out to Demet Ogg. Right side, they'll get it off here for Jeldon. Jeldon, hand in his face there by Gabe Hubbard. Jeldon's going to drive, and he's fouled on the way to the basket. I think it's before the shot. So that's going to be a foul on Gabe Hubbard. That will be his first. 5 as a team now on on Elm Creek. Wilcox Hildreth has been called for 7, by the way. So if they commit a foul, we will be in the bonus situation. No, my apologies. It's on Elm Creek. Yeah, Elm Creek's got 7. I looked at that the wrong way. So, front end of a 1-1 coming up here for Marshall Jeldon. And Jeldon's 1-1 is up and good, so it makes that or earns the bonus. Now cut the lead down to 5. It's now 13-8. So Wilcox Hildreth again at the line. There is Marshall Jeldon, and Jeldon strokes it in. And we're going to have a substitution coming in here for Elm Creek. Brock Miner will check back into the game. Crowley, Thornabar, and Miner all have 2 fouls each. So Tanner Cavaney has to kind of move those chess pieces around to make sure nobody gets in any foul trouble. Well, they already have foul trouble to make sure they don't foul out. Crowley has it top of the circle, gives it now left side for Miner. Miner gives it off to Hubbard on that left side. Pass through the lane is off the mark as it's deflected. So Wilcox Hildreth forces the turnover, and they got to slow it down a little bit. Demet Ogg will get the pass here as the dribbler was shut off, and a pass in the corner, 3-pointer, good for Marshall Jeldon. Jeldon drives and hits the 3 as he fired it in that corner over there. And Falcons wanted to run earlier, but they were shut off by that great defense by Ford. Now with the basketball's Hubbard, top of the circle. He'll kick left side for Ford. Right wing, Thornabar will hand the basketball off here for Hubbard. Back around left side. Think about the 3 is Crowley. He's going to shoot the 3. It is off the mark and rebounded out there by Heinrichs. So Heinrichs brings it to Demet Ogg, who brings it in the offensive end. And they'll give it out right side for Demet Ogg after Heinrichs had it. They'll give it top of the circle here for Penny. Penny's going to penetrate a little bit, kick it back out top of the circle, back out to Jeldon. Jeldon jump stop out to Heinrichs. Heinrichs on the baseline is shut off there by Miner. In trouble, is able to throw it in the corner. Dribbling here is Penny. Penny gives it to Demet Ogg, and Demet Ogg with a long deuce. Ivan Demet Ogg rattles it in, and Wilcox Hildreth is able to take the lead here for the first time, 14-13. So Brock Miner gives the top of the circle here for Ford. Left wing for Hubbard. In the lane, catching here is Crowley. He'll put up a 15-foot jumper, and he'll hit it. That was not an easy shot, but Crowley drains it, and he's got 3 in the game. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. We're late in the second quarter. Entering down low is going to be Heinrichs. He gets in the lane for Farley. Farley's shot is going to be blocked by Crowley. And the rebound is going to be picked up by Stope. So Stope will pull down the rebound. And they're going to slow things down here just a little bit. They give it off on the right side. Now top of the circle. Penetration here by Crowley. He'll kick it back out for Hubbard, who will fire a 3. It's no good. And the rebound's going to go in the corner and out of bounds. Last touched by the Buffaloes. And helping out the officiating crew is Wilcox Hildreth head coach Brent Heinrichs. 15-14. Elm Creek is taking the lead back. Took a little while to get to track down that ball as it was rolling around the dasher boards here at the Vero Event Center. Heinrichs brings in the offensive end. We'll give it right side for Jeldon. They'll cycle through. Now top of the circle, Penny has it. Gets it down low for Heinrichs. Heinrichs leans in. Shot's no good. And Stope will pull down the rebound. So Stope with the defensive rebound after the Wilcox-Hildreth miss there. Not a bad look there for Heinrichs. A minute seven to go here in the second quarter. One-point ball game. Elm Creek with the lead, 15-14. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Ford has it, working against Demidov. Nice bounce pass down low. Stope takes it off glass, and he'll score. Again, a nice little pass in there by Hubbard to set up the bucket. And Austin Stope cashes in. On the bounce here is Heinrichs. He'll take it down to the baseline. And he'll pass it back out, but not until he walks with it. Wilcox-Hildreth turns it over. So 38.8 to go here before halftime. 17-14, a three-point lead for Elm Creek. And they'll try to add to it here. I think they're going to take their time as slowly walking into the offensive end as Gabe Hubbard. And Hubbard in the center jump circle now will be picked up a little bit by Jeldon there. And he'll fake going forward, then back up. So that five-second count's not going on right now. And he's just able to work off a little time all by himself. And now we're going to get a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 14.3 to go here in the second quarter. Timeout Elm Creek. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center and the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Leading it 17-14, Elm Creek calls the timeout. We'll see what they have drawn up here as they'll toss in the basketball here to Gabe Hubbard. And Hubbard now will bring it across midcourt, picked up by Jeldon. And he's going to drive, hand the ball off. Little runner in the lane, leaner up, good for Nick Crowley. Crowley hits the leaner, and Jeldon cannot get the shot off from top of the key in time. And so that will do it for the first half. And Elm Creek with their largest lead of the ball game. They'll take it into the locker room with them. They lead it 19-14. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We are at halftime where Elm Creek has the lead over Wilcox Hildreth, 19-14. Of course, the second game tonight will have Pleasanton taking on Amherst. Kind enough to talk about that. And maybe a little bit of this game as well is Amherst head coach Bill Giffen. And Bill, good to see you again.
Nice seeing you.
And I always like to talk to guys that know more about basketball than I do, which is just about everybody. But
oh,
certainly,
you went to the wrong place.
No. I'm going to put you in the court on that one. Break this one down for me a little bit. What do you see here? Because I think you're here for most of the game. What do you kind of see in this game?
We got here is probably just a little before the end of the quarter. So, you know, two really good defensive teams, and you always factor in kind of going through that break-in period, the first quarter, where maybe you aren't hitting your shots and adjusting to the venue. But, you know, two excellent teams just going at it.
Yeah, and talk a little bit about this venue. Is it that difficult to kind of get acclimated to this? Because, again, most of the gyms you have in high school, even in Class A, it's fairly close to a wall somewhere. This is a lot of open space.
Yeah, it can be. You know, first thing you come in here, the kids are going, is that a 10-foot hoop? You know, just the depth perception. And I know in the years past when I coached at Pleasanton and under Randy Bauer, that he'd always try to get into UNK's facility before we went to state, just to get that sense of the, you know, the vastness. There'd always be somebody say, those aren't regulation hoops, you know. So it is a good, and we got the advantage. It's a great venue. Really super happy that the folks are putting this on for us. So you get that training of the big arena, and then the next week we go down to the Heartland, event center, and then we get that. So that's really, really fortunate to have that.
Talk about the decision to do that, because that's a conscious effort to try to upgrade your schedule a little bit, play in a different venue. Why did you guys decide to do that for the games next week?
Well, we weren't doing anything that day. So, you know, if you're not doing anything, you're probably getting in trouble. But, no, seriously, it was upgrading schedule, although we do, you know, that's the tail end here. We play a pretty tough schedule. Always play Ravenna. I never turned that down. You know, Paul's a great guy, and he's probably, he kicked my butt at least a couple times. So,
trying to return the favor this year.
Yeah,
is that the deal?
I hope so. But, you know, it's just a great experience for the kids, I think. And that's what it came down to. You know, you want to play that game at 9 or 11 o'clock in the morning after a Friday night game. But it came down to the kids. The kids wanted to do it. All four, you know, and they were excited about it.
Yeah, and it'll be a great event. And by the way, we'll have all those games right here on ESPN Radio. Great. Next week we'll have all of them. So it's an opportunity for us to plug ourselves here.
Good.
A little bit.
Good.
We'll also have your guys' game here in a little bit. Talk a little bit about how you guys are playing. Again, it looked like a fairly comfortable win for you against Overton in the quarterfinals. You feel like you're playing pretty good ball right now?
Yeah, pretty good. I think offensively we're playing pretty good. You know, we have a few hiccups on defense, but for the most part, we're getting out of it what we want to, which is pressure. We just got to, at times we lose a little focus. Of course, again, you kind of look at the things you can improve on if you want to get to where you want to be. But I think we're playing pretty well. We just got to make sure that, especially tonight, that we're dialed in right from the start. Pleasant is a dangerous team. I said that before the tournament. I still believe that. They're not a 500 team, but they're playing pretty darn well. And they got some confidence, and Mr. Miller hit a great shot. And they're well coached, so we'll have our hands full.
Well, thanks to Miller's three-pointer at the buzzer, they're here. Axtell is not. So what do you kind of see as the key here against Pleasanton? What do you guys feel like you need to do tonight?
Well, you need to come out, like I said, with focus, and you need to take it to them because I guess we're favored. I'm stating the obvious.
Right, yeah.
And so, usually in that situation, if you let teams hang around, they get more and more confidence. So you got to make sure that you come out with some good energy. But I think, you know, it's going to be hitting our shots the way we do and playing defense. It's not rocket surgery.
Yeah.
You got to hit the boards and all those things. You know, you got to. It's a good venue and all that, but no matter where you're playing, you got to be locked into your execution and your offense and communication on defense, all those things.
Well, I don't think that Pleasanton is necessarily a team that wants to slow the game down to you, but there's a different pace that you guys play that kind of fits your guys' style, if that makes sense. I mean, they might slow it down a little bit. You guys need to kind of pick your spots to run.
Right. You know, they've got some people that can run. You know, Brendan Axman, you know, he's a darn good player, no doubt there. He liked to run, but we've got a bunch of them that like to run, and we hope they're running tonight.
Well, we'll find out. Early start might be kind of important in this one, Bill.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Hey, Bill, appreciate the time.
Thanks, man.
Bill Giffen, head boys basketball coach at Amherst. They'll be taking on Pleasanton, our second semifinal tonight. We're at halftime of our first semifinal, where top-seeded Wilcox Hildreth right now is trailing fifth-seeded Elm Creek. Elm Creek with a 19-14 lead at intermission. And we'll come back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the numbers right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. Call 308-236-6437. Or 995-4481 today.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. 19-14, Elm Creek with the lead. Elm Creek's the visiting team. They're still in the huddle over there. They're being led by Austin Stope off the bench. He's got 6 points and three rebounds here in the game. Nick Crowley has five. LaShawn Thornabar has four. Jaden Ford with two. And Gabe Hubbard also with 2 points here at intermission. For Wilcox Hildreth, who again are trailing at 19-14, being led by Marshall Jeldon. He's got five. Matt Heinrichs has four, three for Tristan Farley, and two for Ivan Demet Ogg. And again, 14 points here in the first half. So they're down by five, and it's going to be Elm Creek basketball. And driving right away, he's going to be Thornabar. Thornabar missed it, and it's going to be rebounded by Wilcox Hildreth. Another rebound here by Farley, and Farley will help work the ball around the perimeter. And they'll give it top of the circle here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs is back it in. First possession in the second half. He'll kick it out for Jeldon. Jeldon, great look at a three, and he hits the three. Nice in-out game there as toeing the line, getting ready to shoot the three even before the ball got there was Jeldon, and Jeldon drains it. So on the left wing with the basketball for Elm Creek here is going to be Ford. Ford gives it to Thornabar, and Thornabar, three-pointer in and out, no good. Rebounded from his backside is Hubbard. Hubbard is going to give the ball off to Crowley, and Crowley will score. Thornabar's three-pointer rolled around, and I'm telling you, it was three-quarters of the way down and went around the circle. Gabe Hubbard fell down, got the offensive rebound, and was able to, on his backside, find Crowley. Crowley drove in, got fouled, and now will shoot two free throws. As the foul was called on Heinrichs, that is going to be his second foul. So first free throw here by Crowley is up and good. And second one is good as well. So an unusual play helps Elm Creek have a four-point lead here, 21-17. Across the timeline is Demet Ogg. He'll give it right side for Jeldon. Demet Ogg kicks it top of the circle here for Penny in the lane, and it's going to be stolen away. Nice job there by Miner to come away with the steal. Thornabar works it on the baseline. Working against the taller Tristan Farley, kicks it back out for Hubbard. Hubbard's going to drive. That's an awkward-looking shot, no good. And Penny pulls down the rebound. So here comes Demet Ogg in the offensive end. He'll kick it out for Heinrichs. He'll fire a three. It's up and no good. And the rebound tipped over to Ford, and Ford will pull it down. So here come the Buffaloes. Working against Demidog. Ford will give it off on the right side for Crowley. Crowley working against Penny. Works it around the perimeter. There's Hubbard. Off a screen, top of the circle, Thornabar. He's going to shoot another three. That one is short and rebounded by Demidog. So Demidog pulls it down, and quickly they work it up ahead. Backdoor cut. Penny missed it. Fighting for the rebound is Farley. Farley can't come up with it, but Penny does, and it's going to go out of bounds. And last touched by Tristan Farley. So a couple of looks there for Wilcox Hildreth down low, but they couldn't cash in as the ball goes out of bounds. And it's still 21-17. Up by four. Here comes number four, Gabe Hubbard. He'll kick in the left corner there for Miner. Top of the circle for Crowley. Thornabar will throw it over to Hubbard, who has it in the lane. Works it around. Now Thornabar gets the ball on the baseline. He's having trouble shooting over the top of Farley, so he'll pass it back out. Driving now is Crowley. Crowley steps through, takes it off glass. Good. Wow, he got a lot of mileage out of those last two steps as he was dribbling and stepped through there. That was a nice job of driving there by Crowley. And then he was able to take it off the glass. It's one of those where he didn't jump very high, but he kind of jumped far, if you know what I mean. Right side, Heinrichs has it. Gives it to Jeldon. Jeldon looks to the inside, now throws it top of the circle for Penny. Penny drives, loses the ball, but tracking it down is Farley. They'll reset the offense, but it was tipped out of bounds by Gabe Hubbard. So it will remain with the Falcons here. And at halftime, Adams Central leads Kearney Catholic 35-24 in boys action in the Luplac Conference Tournament on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Heinrichs has it, kicks it out for Jeldon, who's open for three. That left-handed shot is off the mark, and rebound taken out by Ford. So Ford brings in the offensive end, gives it for Thornabar, out left side here for Crowley. Crowley jump stop, kicks out, gives it to Miner. Miner's going to fire a three. It's no good, and rebound by Farley. So Farley gets the ball up ahead here to Demidog. A little hesitation dribble. He runs into Ford, and Ford's going to be called for the foul. Also at halftime, Wood River and Ord tied 13 after 1, and then the halftime score just came in. Ord is leading Wood River 27-19. Both boys' games in the Lupac Conference Tournament going on now. The inbounds pass thrown away. Thornabar comes up. He's going to drive. Takes it with the wrong hand off glass, and is going to score anyway. Drove in with that right hand with a left-handed layup and is able to come up with the steal, take it the distance, and able to make it off glass, even though that was tightly contested. Jeldon has it now. Top of the circle for Demidog. Left side, they give it to Heinrichs. An 8-point lead here for Wood River. Heinrichs kicks it right side. Jeldon's going to fire a three. No good. And rebounded by Farley. Farley comes up with it, and then they turn it over. Loose ball is going to be picked up here by Ford, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Miner has it between the circles. Crowley. Crowley gives it right wing. And now they'll reset the offense. Hubbard has it. Gives it right side for Thornabar. Off a screen on that far side, Ford. Lobs it down low for Crowley. Going to be knocked away. Thornabar comes up with it. Thornabar steps through. Thornabar takes it off glass, misses it, gets the rebound, leans it back in again. Can't make the bucket. Comes up with it on one knee, and they get a timeout. And Thornabar pulls down a couple of offensive rebounds after a couple of misses, and on one knee is able to get the rebound and the timeout by Elm Creek to keep the possession. 25-17 as we're midway through the third quarter, an 8-point lead for the Buffaloes. They'll inbound it. We come back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Member FDIC. Ball inbounded here for Elm Creek. They're going to tip it back out for Thornabar. Thornabar had a good look at the three, and then we've got a foul on the rebound as Elm Creek goes over the back trying to fight for the ball. And I think that's going to be a Miner. And yeah, it is. That's the third on Miner. So he'll step out of the ball game. So he's out, but Stolpe has been a hot hand here. He's back in the ball game. And Heinrichs will bring in the offensive end. Jeldon works it off on the left side for Dalton Penny. Inside here for Farley. Farley has the ball knocked away by Gabe Hubbard. And Gabe Hubbard forces the turnover. The officials are going to get together and discuss it. And the initial call was going to be Elm Creek ball. The second official comes over and has the discussion and convinces him that the call should go the other way. So it is going to be Falcon basketball here. Heinrichs gets the inbounds, and he'll kick it back out. Jeldon firing a three. Defense coming out with him. Doesn't matter. Strokes it in. Big three-pointer there for Jeldon to cut the lead down to five. It's now 25 to 20. Elm Creek at one point had that eight-point lead. So with the ball on the right side is going to be Ford. Ford kicks the ball back out here for Crowley. Crowley working in. Kicks it out, driving forward at the free throw line. We'll give it to Thornabar. Thornabar snaps it down on that low block. And a turnaround jumper here by Thornabar, no good. By Stolpe, rather, no good. And Farley pulls down the defensive rebound after the miss. On the run come the Falcons. They get it to Jeldon. Stoke to three-pointer last trip. And they're going to slow it down here a little bit as Dax Fouts will set up the offense. He'll get it right side for Heinrichs. Backdoor cut. Fouts lays it up and in. A little give and go, and Dax Fouts gets a nice little pass. He's able to lay it up. And it's now 25-22, 2:11 to go here in the third quarter. With the basketball, Thornabar, he'll give it to Ford. Ford stops in the lane, and he slips. Yeah, maybe the court a little bit wet there. In any event, Elm Creek turns the ball over as Jaden Ford trying to jump stop there and kind of slipped. We have not seen too many bad spots on this court, but it is sitting on a sheet of ice. Well, there's rubber between that and the wooden floor, so sometimes a little perspiration is possible there. Jeldon's going to fire a three. It's up and no good, and the rebound is going to be tipped out here to Heinrichs. Heinrichs comes up with it. He's going to drive and score. What a great drive there by Heinrichs. Slipped through there and was able to kiss it off the glass. We got a one-point ball game. Minute 32 to go here, third quarter. And it's been seven straight points here for the Falcons. Pass on the left side for Crowley. Crowley stopped on the baseline there. He'll kick it top of the circle for Ford. Ford from the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Thornabar. Now right side Hubbard. Hubbard has a screen set by Thornabar. Hubbard's going to drive, and Hubbard will float and score. Shot over the top of the defenders there in the lane, and he's able to make it 27-24. So here comes Heinrichs. Minute to go here, third quarter. Still anybody's ball game. Dax Fouts has it top of the circle. Right wing, they'll give it for Heinrichs. This game is good as we anticipated. Jeldon and Heinrichs playing catch. They get it down low for Dax. And Dax has a shot blocked into the hands of Stolpe. And here come the Buffaloes on the run. A little runner in the lane here for Hubbard. That's no good. And Heinrichs is able to pull down the rebound. And now a three in the corner for Fouts. That one is no good, and then it goes in! I gave up on it as it rattled around, but it falls in as Dax Fouts does drain the three-pointer. And we are tied at 27 with 19 seconds to go. I was starting to look to see who had rebounding position after that shot, and it went up high, hit back off the rim, and rolled in. 7 seconds to go in the corner. With the dribble, here is Hubbard. 4 seconds. Hubbard, top of the key. Three-pointer is off the mark and will go out of bounds. It hits the rim. It was last touched by the Falcons. And with .4 to go, Elm Creek will inbound it. So we'll give Marshall Jeldon credit for a block on that as it goes out of bounds. And the official having a discussion with a little bit of pushing and shoving that's going on as we're getting set up. And they're going to slow it down here. And the ball is going to be inbounded. And it's going to be tipped at the buzzer, but no good. They were able to lob it up there. Crowley will try the tip. Couldn't get the shot to fall. And we'll head to the fourth quarter, tied at 27. A good one here between Elm Creek and Wilcox-Hildreth. Exactly what we expected. And we'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center and the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. The Falcons will inbound the basketball to start the fourth quarter here. We're deadlocked at 27. Don't forget they were within an eyelash of going to overtime when they got together back about the 10th of January. Top of the circle with the ball here is the Falcons. Driving right side is going to be Dalton Penny. He'll kick it out here for Jeldon. Jeldon keeps the ball, working against Thornabar, and they're going to call Thornabar for the block. That's a hard luck call. That's a hard luck foul there with Thornabar, but it is the right one. Both of them went down, and Thornabar was giving up ground. But still commits the foul. They'll give it off for Dax Fouts on that right side. And work it back around here. And a little runner, left side, no good. Crowley is able to pull down the defensive rebound after the miss. And he'll bring in the offensive end and play a little point guard here. Now give up the ball over to Gabe Hubbard. Now they'll set up as they spread the floor here for Hubbard. Give it left side for Crowley. Crowley gets a screen from Thornabar. Crowley in the lane, little jumper good. Nick Crowley strokes in the jumper, and Elm Creek goes back on top here, 29-27. They led by as many as eight in that third quarter, 25-17 at one point. Heinrichs has the dribble. Thornabar, great pressure being put on, and Coach Heinrichs is going to call a timeout with 6:57 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 6:57 to go here in the ballgame, 29-27 Elm Creek with the lead. Wilcox Silver calls a timeout. We're back after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here at the Vero Event Center. Falcons call the timeout. They trail at 29-27. A little bit less than 7 minutes to go here in the ball game. It's inbounded here for Marshall Jeldon. Jeldon working against Ford. We'll give it off on the right side. They had a set play there for Dax Fouts, but it's not there. It's driving his Penny. Penny can't get it to fall, but Tristan Farley with the putback. He's able to tip it right up and in. And just like that, we're tied at 29. Nice little set. The original play didn't work, but it did clear out some space there. And then you got the nice drive there for Farley, for Penny, rather. Jumper by Thornabar, no good. And rebounded by Heinrichs. So Heinrichs pulls it down, and they'll work it off here left side. Jumper, no good in transition. Long rebound taken out by Thornabar. Thornabar is going to drive, splits the defense, and lays it up and in. Had a better angle than I thought as he was able to drive through there and lay it off the glass. And that was a great read there by LaShawn Thornabar. On the bounce here is going to be Jeldon. He'll give it off right side for Dax Fouts. He's a little bit taller but doesn't want to shoot over the top of Gabe Hubbard. Pass in the lane, nearly stolen away by Thornabar, who will give the ball back out here to Heinrichs. Heinrichs got a screen, stops at the free throw line. Gives it off for Dalton Penny, who kicks it right side. Fouts for three. It's up and no good. Rebound in underneath. That's Farley who pulls it down. They're going to kick it out, and they miss the target. That's going to be a Wilcox Silver turnover. So 5:38 to go here. Fourth quarter, 31-29. Elm Creek with a two-point lead and the basketball. A little early to talk about timeouts. Both teams have either three or four, so that's not a factor at all right now. Not a lot of fouls have been called, so we're a long ways away from heading to the free throw line. Entry pass knocked down by Ivan Demet Ogg, and Elm Creek turns the ball over. Rolled out to Heinrichs. He'll lead the break. Kick left side for Jeldon, and Jeldon trying to catch it one-handed. Just turned the ball over. He was trying to catch, back up to shoot a three, all in one motion, and as a result, lost control of the basketball. And so it will be possession of Elm Creek here. They'll face a little bit of pressure. Hubbard is working against Jeldon in the backcourt, and Hubbard across the timeline with no difficulty gives it right side for Crowley. Back around top of the circle for Thornabar. Thornabar will give it off here for Miner. Miner gives it top of the circle, driving as Ford. Ford, nice pass inside for Thornabar. Shot no good. Thornabar rebound. Thornabar will be fouled on the way back up. Thornabar missed the shot, missed a putback, and now he'll be fouled and will have a chance to add on to Elm Creek's lead here. The foul is going to be on Demet Ogg, and that is going to be his second foul of the ball game. So Thornabar shooting two. And the first one rolls around and is no good. Thornabar, only about a 38% free throw shooter. And the second one is good. So a three-point game here with 4:55 to go, 32-29. On the bounce is Demet Ogg. He gives it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs will work against the low pressure, then loses the basketball, and the ball topped around. Jeldon got it back. Heinrichs now rolls it out to Jeldon, and Jeldon lost control of it. He turned it over. So Demet Ogg and Gabe Hubbard kind of knocking down some balls for each team, forcing turnovers each way, and the last one was forced by Elm Creek, so they'll have the basketball. And Jaden Ford will just hand the ball off here to Gabe Hubbard and bring in the offensive end. They give off right side for Nick Crowley. Off a screen, Thornabar has it. Thornabar thought about a three, but he'll give the ball back out here for Ford. Back around the perimeter left side, Gabe Hubbard throws it for Thornabar. Thornabar thought about shooting a three-pointer, but he'll work it back around the perimeter. Back out to Thornabar. Everybody cycles through, and they'll get it out here for Miner. Miner, nice pass inside. Left-handed layup for Hubbard. No good. Rebound, but then a foul. Rebounded by Farley, who pulled it down, and on his outlet pass, he was hit on the arm, and he was fouled. And that'll be on Hubbard. That is going to be his second. So four fouls now against Elm Creek. Three have been whistled against Wilcox-Hildreth. Both teams have been playing a lot of defense, but they've been moving their feet and not really getting called for a foul. Shot deflected on the inside by Thornabar. Loose ball picked up by the Falcons. And it's going to be a couple of free throws coming up here as Heinrichs came up with the loose ball. Got the offensive rebound, but was fouled on the arm trying to put the shot back up. And that'll be the second foul of the game here on Nick Crowley. I had him for two earlier, but apparently that he only had one. So the free throw here for Heinrichs is up and good. So 30-32, still down by a couple of points are the Falcons. Heinrichs' second free throw makes it a one-point ball game, and we got a timeout. 3:56 to go here, fourth quarter, 32-31. Elm Creek with the lead. Wilcox-Hildreth with this timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back to the Vero Event Center right after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Fortunately, these two teams playing very hard. Not a lot of fouls called. Fortunately, nobody injured. For Wilcox-Hildreth, though, Garrett Ortgeisen is not here today because of illness. Not an injury, but just illness. And that's really about the only thing that we can talk about it all in terms of sickness or illness. So we'll just call it our injury report. Brought to you by Family Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. And the folks in Elm Creek are very glad that we're not talking about injuries anymore as they finally are starting to get healthy and showing their potential. They're back in the top 10 in Class D1. And, again, they're finally healthy enough. When we saw them in January, they were just beginning to feel a little bit better. After the made bucket, Elm Creek can run the baseline if they need to. And Ford will get it in here for Hubbard. A made free throw, my apologies. Hubbard brings in the offensive end. And they'll bounce it around, kick it out here left side for Crowley. Over for Thornabar. They cycle through. Thornabar has it. We'll skip the ball off here on the right wing for Miner. Back around the perimeter we go. Ford has it. Ford stops, gives it to Thornabar. Thornabar thinking about shooting over the top of the taller Farley, but he'll give it off here instead to the right side to Crowley. Crowley will spin move, a little ball fake, gives it back out to Thornabar. He'll shoot, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Thornabar, and Thornabar gets an offensive rebound and bucket. The ball finds LaShawn Thornabar, in part because he worked so hard to go get it. Demet Ogg brings in the offensive end. A three-point ball game again, 34-31. Thornabar's bucket puts the Buffaloes back up by three. Right side for Geldon. Top of the circle. Here's the three-pointer. Good for Heinrichs. And Matt Heinrichs just tied the game at 34-all. So on the bounce here, in a hurry, is going to be Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard throws it top of the circle for Crowley. Left side, Miner had it. Gives it back over there for Hubbard. Man-to-man right now are the Falcons. Thornabar is going to shoot a three. Back the iron, no good. And up high for the rebound is Penny. Penny pulls down the defensive rebound on the run, gives it to Demet Ogg, who drives, ball fakes, takes it with the offhand, lays it off the glass and scores. Wow, that's kind of impressive. Jaden Ford will get the ball back out here for Miner. 2:22 to go, and again, back on top is Wilcox Hilder. They haven't been on top very much tonight. Driving here is Crowley in the lane, some body contact, and they're going to wave off the shot. But it is going to be a block on the way to the basket on Tristan Farley. And that will be the second foul of the game here on Farley. And only the fourth as a team against Wilcox-Hildreth. So both teams have some fouls to give. Four fouls being called on Wilcox-Hildreth. Five on Elm Creek here in the second half. Ball inbounded. Hubbard, once the ball back, gets it. From a pass from Crowley. They'll give it here on the left side. And we got a timeout being taken by Elm Creek. A full timeout with 2:09 to go here in regulation. 36-34. Wilcox will Hildreth with the lead. Elm Creek will inbound it. We come back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. This timeout is brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll be back right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Well, Wilcox-Hildreth has been turning the ball over a little bit more with the pressure by Elm Creek, but Wilcox-Hildreth has been rebounding a little bit better. So fixing those numbers, winning that battle by one of these two teams is going to be our seeds to success. Brought to you by Pioneer Seed Representative Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. So Wilcox-Hildreth needs to take care of the ball better. Elm Creek needs the rebound a little bit better. Whoever cleans those numbers up probably going to win this one. Right now, a two-point lead for Wilcox-Hildreth. Hubbard's going to drive, hands it off. Crowley all the way in, gets a bucket and the foul. A little weave play there as they handed it off to Crowley, and he went in hard, got the bucket, hit on the arm, and now we'll have a chance to put Elm Creek back on top. He tied it at 36. The foul on Heinrichs is going to be his third. And now Nick Crowley to the line for one shot. With a minute 58 to go, and the Buffaloes are back on top. 37-36, ball inbounded to Demet Ogg. They're looking to trap him, but Demet Ogg will drive the lane. Pass off glass, good. They didn't really shut him off. as he was able to just out-quick everybody through the lane, and they pass it up ahead to Thornabar in transition. Great ball fake, got the defender out of the way, takes it off the glass, and LaShawn Thornabar answers right back. Here comes Demet Ogg, and he runs into Ford, and Ford's going to be called for the foul. Ford not happy with the call, but when he first reached for the ball, he got the arm first. So he's going to call for a hold here. And that's now going to be six fouls against Elm Creek, the second on Ford. So the Falcons will have to inbound it underneath their own basket. Heinrichs gets it in to Farley. Farley tries to lay it up, and it is stuck on the glass. It's pinned between the glass and the rim. That's a jump ball. Possession arrow pointing to Elm Creek. So he was trying to lay it up there and kind of got it jammed in. So Crowley will get the inbounds here as the possession arrow is pointing to the Buffaloes. Hubbard with the dribble across the timeline. Loses it, pins it on his hip. He just could not get the ball out of his hands. And that'll be a turnover. So minute 23 to go in the ball game, and checking in is going to be Dax Fouts here for Wilcox-Hildreth. He'll come in for Marshall Jeldon. So Demet Ogg, we get the ball handed to him by Heinrichs. And on the bounce here is going to be Demet Ogg. He'll give it top of the circle for Dax Fouts. Had a little trouble with it, so he'll give the ball back out to Demet Ogg. Back to Fouts on the baseline. Drives, has a block by Ford. Ford tried to save it, and he was able to get it off the hands of one of the Falcons. Not only did Ford block the shot, but when he went to save it, he was able to get it off the hands of one of the Falcons. So we'll give him credit for both a rebound and a block there. Because the ball's going to be inbounded, then it's stolen away. It's stolen by the Falcons. Demet Ogg's going to drive, take it off glass, and score. The inbounds pass was tipped and stolen by Penny. He was able to roll it out to Demet Ogg. And Demet Ogg hits the bucket. And we've got a timeout with 51.7 to go in the game. 40-39. The Falcons have the lead. Elm Creek has the basketball and a timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. This timeout also brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Let's give you a quick little game reset. Six fouls have been called against Elm Creek. So if they commit another foul, it'll be a 1-1 for Wilcox-Hildreth. Wilcox-Hildreth still has one more foul to give. They've only been called for five. They lead it 40-39, do the Falcons, but Elm Creek has the basketball with 51.7 seconds to go in the game. And I have three timeouts left here for Wilcox-Hildreth, two for Elm Creek. So both coaches have some chess pieces to move here down the stretch. Inbounding the basketball is going to be Brock Miner. He'll get the ball to Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard gets a screen, dribbles to the top of the circle, gives it back out here for Crowley. Crowley stops at the free throw line, gives it to Thornabar. Thornabar shot, no good. Rebounded by Heinrichs. Heinrichs pulls it down, and Thornabar commits the foul. So Thornabar is going to commit the foul. And that's going to be his fourth. So Heinrichs will go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. And again, that's probably who you want to have at the line if you're the Falcons. Heinrichs, a 72% free throw shooter, and the free throw is good. Hit the front of the rim, rolled around, and it's a 2-point lead here for Wilcox-Hildreth, 41-39, 38.3 to go. Heinrichs' second free throw is up. Back of the iron, no good, and rebounded by Crowley. So here come the Buffaloes, down only by two, 31 seconds to go. They get it left side for Crowley. Crowley gets a screen. Crowley kicks it out here for Ford. Out to Thornabar. Thornabar drives, takes it off glass, lays it up and in. Strong drive again by LaShawn Thornabar. We're tied at 41, 15 seconds left. Demidov brings it across the timeline. A timeout being taken here with 13.1 to go. It's going to come down to the final 13 seconds. Deadlocked at 41. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Final 13 seconds to decide who makes it into the championship game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
41-41. Wilcox Eldred still has a foul to give here if they need it. And Elm Creek would not want to commit a foul here, depending on obviously who they foul. But if they commit a foul, it would be a 1-1 here, at least, for Wilcox Eldred. So Falcons call the timeout. And they will inbound the ball. Tossing it in is going to be Heinrichs near midcourt. So we'll see what they do as they get the ball in for Demidov. Demidov is picked up there by Hubbard. 10 seconds left. Right side Heinrichs. Heinrichs has it on that right wing. Now we'll start his dribble. Gets it to Demidov. Tough jumper there. Top of the circle, no good. Rebound by Thornibar. Thornibar gets it out, and that's going to do it for the regulation. They don't even get that shot off. That may not be in the shot that Wilcox Hildreth wanted. A long covered two-pointer for Ivan Demidov. It is short, and we'll head to overtime. Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth with the extra period tied at 41. And we'll be back with overtime right after this timeout.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here at the Viero Event Center. We are heading to overtime. As now we'll add another timeout here. Each team gets another timeout added for overtime. So right now Elm Creek will have three timeouts left. Wilcox Hildreth will have three timeouts left. And Elm Creek will have two. We're tied at 41 as we head to the extra period. Last report, Ord leading Wood River 39-28 after three in the boys Luplac Conference semifinals. And on the air on Classic Hits 98.9, Adams Central rolling Kearney Catholic 61-36 at the end of three. Here we're heading to overtime, and the tip is going to be controlled and into the hands of a hustling Gabe Hubbard. Tip was actually won by Wilcox Hildreth, but Hubbard was able to track it down as it was tipped out there by Farley. So Elm Creek has it. Ford, top of the circle, gives it to Hubbard on that right side. Gives it to Thornibar. Thornibar going to drive. Lost it momentarily. We'll lean it in. It's going to be blocked and then pulled down by Farley. Farley pulls down the block and then the defensive rebound. So that's pretty good defensive work there by the big man, Tristan Farley. 6'5", and used all of it on that play to block the shot of Thornibar. So on the bounce here is Demidov. Elm Creek right now going 2-3 zone. Demidov going to drive. And on the way in, a lot of contact. And they're going to call a foul before the shot. So it will be a 1-1 coming up here. It is before the shot, and it is going to be on Jaden Ford. And that's going to be his third foul. So Demidov to the line. He'll have the front end of a 1-1. That'll earn him the bonus because he makes it. And we'll give Wilcox Hildreth their first lead of overtime. 42-41. And the second free throw is also good. So a couple of made free throws here for Wilcox Hildreth. That gives them the lead. And we'll see what Hubbard can do as he brings it in the offensive end. Tanner Cavaney telling him what he wants run over here. They'll give it left side for Thornabar. Lob down low, a little bit too high. Elm Creek turns the ball over as it was intercepted by Farley. They were trying to lob it in for Crowley, and Thornabar threw it a little bit too high. Crowley couldn't get there. It wasn't for lack of jumping, because holy cow. I'm not so sure how he kept his shoes on, jumping as high as he did there. Hubbard has it top of the circles. Will now back out. Be picked up there by Ford. 5 second count going on. And he'll get it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs over in the corner for Jeldon. Back out to Heinrichs. Heinrichs, they respect his ability to shoot, so Hubbard was right with him. And Demet Ogg, again, no 5 second count going on. We'll throw it over for Jeldon. He's going to shoot a three. Back of the iron, no good. And the rebound going to be taken out by the Buffaloes. Snagging the bound there was Crowley. And slowly in the offensive end, resetting things here is going to be Hubbard. Hubbard was on the attack and then said, nope, I just don't have right angle. So he dribbled all the way back through and will reset it. Now he'll drive, hand it off for Crowley, and we're going to have a reach called here on the Falcons. And that was kind of their foul to give, if you will. So they'll inbound it. This will be the last inbounds. Both teams now are in the bonus. Neither is in the double bonus yet. We've got 2 minutes left in overtime. 43-41. Elm Creek yet to score in the extra period. Crowley falls down. It's going to be a hell ball. And the possession arrow is pointing to the Falcons. Some contact there. And Tanner Cavaney is saying, why is that not a foul? Because it will have the effect of having it be an Elm Creek turnover. So Jeldon will toss it in. And he'll get it up ahead to Demet Ogg. He throws it up ahead. There's nobody up there. Layup is going to be up and good for Dalton Penny. Once they got the ball up court, Dalton Penny was ahead of everybody. There wasn't a safety back there for Elm Creek. So a 4-point lead right now for Wilcox-Hildreth. Backing in here is Crowley. Crowley has it stolen away by Demet Ogg. Demet Ogg working against Thornabar. Lost the basketball. Gives it in underneath. Shot off glass. Good for Tristan Farley. Demet Ogg, an eyelash away from turning it over, and we got a timeout here for the Buffaloes. Minute 27 to go in overtime, and Wilcox-Hildreth has their largest lead of the game. 47-41, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And we do have a final on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Adams Central over Kearney Catholic, 70-51. We got a little tighter one here, although it's open out to 6 points here for Wilcox-Hildreth. They lead it now 47-41 as we are in overtime, as Elm Creek has yet to score in the extra period. The first 6 points of overtime going here to Wilcox-Hildreth. But the Buffaloes will have the basketball. And they'll have a chance to potentially cut it in half. They're going to have to do it with defense, too. Minute 27 to go here in overtime. Ball inbounded for Crowley. So Elm Creek, no need to panic. Just need a good look here. They give it for Crowley. He's going to give it off on that left side. Hubbard's going to shoot a three. No good. And the rebound is going to be pulled down there by Jeldon. So Elm Creek with the missed three-pointer, and then now they're in foul mode. Originally securing that ball was Dalton Penny. And he was able to just kind of pitch it out to Jeldon. Jeldon got it to Heinrichs, and now Heinrichs will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. The foul was on Hubbard. That is going to be his third, and the free throw is good for Heinrichs. Again, we mentioned it before, that's who they want there, 72% free throw shooter. For those with a number of attempts, he is the best free throw shooter on the team, and he makes both of them here. Lead out to 8, 49-41. In overtime, now a minute to go. Top of the circle, dribbling here is going to be Crowley. He's going to fire a contested three. It's an air ball, goes out of bounds. Basketball belongs to the Falcons. And not a lot of time here to pull off the miracle for Elm Creek. They've yet to score in overtime and only have 52 seconds left in that overtime. Ball inbounded for Jeldon, and it's Jeldon who will be going to the free throw line. He's a 64% free throw shooter. Really hasn't been there a whole lot. According to our statistics, he's only had 11 free throw attempts on the season. He's 7 of 11 for about 64%. And he'll have two because that's now 10 fouls as Hubbard is called for his fourth. So free throw here for Jeldon is short. But as we said, he's shooting two, so he's got one more coming up. It's already an 8-point ball game. Second free throw is up and good. So Jeldon now with 12 in the game. The offensive end here is going to come forward. Ford gives it to Thornabar. Thornabar works it back around. 42 seconds left. Three-pointer right side. No good for Hubbard. Rebounded by Jeldon. And we're going to have a whistle as they're passing and playing a little keep away. And Elm Creek still has yet to score in the overtime with 36.7 to go. And the air is out of the balloon. Walking past me, Nick Crowley just shaking his head. What in the world happened here in overtime? 50-41, and at the free throw line is going to be Heinrich shooting two. And the free throw is up and good. 10-point lead for the Falcons. And they trailed most of the game. Free throw up and good. They trailed by as many as eight, and now they lead it by 11 with 35 seconds to go. Ford in the offensive end. Going to give it off. Crowley's got it, and he's going to shoot a top of the key three. That is also no good. Ball is trapped over there in the corner. It's going to be a foul as Farley was able to pull down the rebound. He'll get a few words of encouragement as he heads to the free throw line. And Farley with 12 rebounds. Check that, 13 rebounds and 7 points. He'll be going to the line to shoot two. And he's the only light-colored jersey on that side of half court. By the way, the foul on Brock Miner is his fifth, so he's out of the ballgame. And last year's conference champions are not going to have the opportunity to repeat. The free throw is up and good. We'll check that. Elm Creek lost. No, that's the girls' game. Yeah, Elm Creek won the boys. And the free throw is no good here for Farley. So he makes one, but not the second one. Ball kicked back out here for Ford. He'll give it to Hubbard. Hubbard's going to fire another three-pointer. That is no good. Rebounded this time by Heinrichs, and they're not going to pressure him. They just dribble across the timeline and just put the ball essentially in his pocket. Keeps his dribble alive. 5 seconds left, and heading into the conference championship game will be Wilcox Hildreth. Here's the horn, and it's the Falcons, 53, Elm Creek 41, as they pitch the shutout in overtime and win it in the extra period. So Wilcox Hildreth will take on the winner of our second game tonight between Amherst and Pleasanton. The boys' championship game will be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock right here on ESPN Radio. Once again, Wilcox Hildreth 53, Elm Creek 41. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to the Viro Event Center, where Wilcox Ilworth over Elm Creek 53-41 in overtime. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. So Wilcox Ilworth outscores Elm Creek 12-0 in overtime. And just a tough way to lose it here for Elm Creek, because they just couldn't get the offense going in that extra period. And unofficially, just some of the team numbers that we can look at. Wilcox Ilworth was 16 of 21 from the free throw line. Elm Creek was 5 of 8. So Wilcox Ilworth got there about twice as much. But Wilcox Ilworth also out-rebounded Elm Creek 32-22. Turnovers ended up being a dead tie at 17 each, as, again, Wilcox Ilworth 53-41 over Elm Creek. Unofficially shooting, Elm Creek was 18 of 56 overall. Wilcox Ilworth was 16 of 43. And again, those numbers very, very unofficial. We'll check the numbers here for Elm Creek, as they had a couple players in double digits. LaShawn Thornabar, fairly quiet second half, but he had a loud first half. He finished with 15 points and 6 rebounds. Nick Crowley with 14 points, many of those down the stretch here for the Buffaloes. So he had 14, Thornabar with 15, Austin Stolpe with 6 points, all of them in the first half, Gabe Hubbard with 4, and Jaden Ford finished with 2 points in the ball game. Unofficially for Elm Creek, 18 of 56, about 32% shooting here in the ball game. For Wilcox Ilworth, who will play for the conference championship tomorrow night at 8 o'clock here on ESPN Radio, they had 3 players in double digits. Matt Heinrichs led the way. He finished with 16 points in the ball game. He was 9 out of 10 from the free throw line. He finished with 16 points and 9 rebounds. Marshall Gelton with 12 points and a couple of rebounds. Ivan Demet Ogg finished with 10 points in the game. Tristan Farley, 8 points but 13 rebounds. Dax Fouts off the bench finished with 5 points in the game. Dalton Penny with a couple of points but 7 rebounds in the contest. Again, I had Wilcox Ilworth with 10 more rebounds than Elm Creek in the ball game. They shot unofficially 16 of 43 for about 37%. So percentage-wise, both teams shooting about the same. But again, turnovers were dead even unofficially at 17, but a 10-rebound advantage here for Wilcox Ilworth. And they pitched the shutout in overtime, getting past Elm Creek a final of 53-41. Well, who will they play in the championship game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock? Well, we'll start to get a little bit better idea when we tip off things here between Amherst and Pleasanton. There's about 17 minutes on the clock, so we're going to step away for about 10 minutes or so. When we come back, we'll start our pregame here for Amherst and Pleasanton. Once again, our final in overtime, Wilcox Ilworth 53, Elm Creek 41. And we'll be back at the Viero Event Center in about 10 minutes right here on ESPN Radio.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.